The Associated Press is reporting that Excalibur, the dog quarantined in his owner's apartment in Spain, has been killed. Teresa Romero is the nurse's aide who contracted Ebola after caring for a Spanish priest. When the Madrid government announced plans to euthanize her dog, it led to a social media movement and protests outside the family apartment. Researchers wanted the dog to be studied, but again, it has been put to sleep. Also today, federal officials announced they would begin taking the temperatures of passengers coming from Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea at New York's JFK airport starting this weekend and at four other airports beginning next week. Those airports are those in Washington, Chicago, Hartsfield, Jackson in Atlanta, and Newark in New Jersey. Patrick Tucker is editor at Defense One, a new online magazine. And Patrick, I know you have thoughts about preventing Ebola from coming into this country. What do you think of the decision today to start taking the temperature of travelers from West Africa?
Well, as part of our reporting, we talked to different public health professionals, different public health researchers at Johns Hopkins School of Public Health and elsewhere, and they were pretty much in agreement that while it's good to implement additional security measures at highly trafficked airports, given the nature of this particular disease, the problem with screening for Ebola at airports is this. It can stay in your system for as long as 21 days before you begin to present with symptoms, and those symptoms that you would detect at an airport being elevated fever. So while absolutely everyone is in agreement that the United States is not going to become Sierra Leone, that the United States is not going to become Liberia, that there's no reason to be overly concerned about any particular person in the United States, their health. Screening for this disease at airports using something like thermal screening is not going to be particularly effective.
Well, in an interview last week, Dr. Tom Frieden, director of the CDC, questioned the wisdom of doing that. He said there'd be false positives. Where would you take people if they actually had severe fevers? But as someone, again, thinking about defense against Ebola, what would you suggest?
Well, the best method that we have right now for really trying to keep the worst-case scenario from happening, which is 1.4 million Ebola cases in January, is to fight this in Liberia, which means actually it's not that technological at all. They need more beds. They need additional medicine. They need tents. They need ways to keep people that are suffering from Ebola away from the general population. That's going to keep numbers down, and that's going to keep more people in Liberia from getting on planes, from getting on trains and buses, and trying to cross borders illegally. Yeah. But in terms of the United States, there's a lot of things that we're doing right now in terms of contract tracing, which is going back through the contacts that individuals that may have come from West Africa, who they may have interacted with, and figuring out on the basis of sort of like a big data analysis who may be most susceptible. But in terms of at a checkpoint, at a airport, what we need is a point-of-care diagnostic test to really reveal the genetics of Ebola in a blood sample, and that's probably 2 years away.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. We're thinking again of this dog that's now been, according to the AP, killed in Spain. Officials in the U.S. wanting to take temperatures coming in. Some people criticizing these moves as being overreacting, but on the other hand, officials get criticized when they don't do enough. So Patrick Tucker,
right.
Editor at Defense One, a new online magazine that's been thinking about this. We'll check back in with you, but thank you for your thoughts today.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.